This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 187. Okay, so we can welcome to Bear Podcast, and this is the Chaser Show, and we have, of course, the usual Chaser Show panelists. So introduce yourselves, guys. Ray first. Are you there, Ray? Hello, Ray.
Light skin, dark skin, my Asian persuasion. I got them all. That's why these bears out there are hating, because I'm sexy. Mm-hmm. Do you like my style? Yeah, that's sexy, sexy. Like mm-hmm. I rock it down? Yeah, that's sexy, sexy. You can work me out? Yeah, that's sexy, sexy. Let me show you how? Yeah, that's sexy, sexy.
Holy
that's
shit.
What was that?
Persuasion.
What was that?
Welcome to the podcast, folks. Janet Jackson, the Janet Jackson Show.
Okay. So who's next?
You go, rapper Ray.
You don't know your rapper.
This is Johnny.
Okay. Hello, Johnny. Johnny is here in the Houston area also. There are three of us here in the Houston area.
Yeah, and I don't have a great intro like Ray does.
Sorry. And over in Vermont.
Yes, and this is Jeff from Vermont.
Hey. And we have a special guest today, another chaser from Toronto. Hello, what's up, Ryan?
What's up, fellas? This is Ryan from Toronto, from wintry Toronto.
Oh. Are you freezing there right now?
Quite freezing. There's a storm here right now.
Oh, how cold is it?
Well, if I said it in Celsius, could you convert?
I would have to do the math, yeah.
No, we're stupid Americans. We can't figure that out.
Minus 12, I think it's minus 1, I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's warm. Yeah. That's cold.
Well, 0 degrees Celsius is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, right? If I remember
my... You got that, yes.
Something like that.
Gosh. This is the most we've had in one show, in one Skype session. Wow, there are five of us. Okay, so yeah, this is the Chaser Show.
No, Maynard.
Wait, what?
There's four of you... And one of me.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The odds are so much getting better.
Two Filipinos.
You know, there's a difference between four versus one in person and four versus one virtually.
We're virtually gangbanging.
Says the
you.
Guy who's playing World of Warcraft right now.
Yes, yeah. With 24 other people. Thank you very
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. Johnny, you're playing right now. What? Tell the audience what you're playing again.
the best game ever, World of Warcraft. Okay. This is basically my
crack?
Time away from work. Yeah, basically a crack. But
crack.
It's nice. There's all sorts of people here. People I know in real life. People I just know virtually. A lot of them gay, bears and cubs, non-bears and cubs, etc.
Is that a gay guild you're in?
No, not this one. No.
Oh, okay.
But on another server, yeah.
So you're the gayest in your guild.
Mm-hmm. I have competition, but I'm
oh,
not
okay.
the gayest.
Awesome.
Are you the Asianist then?
No. No, actually, there's a lot of Asians here. There's a lot of accents, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he's more like the lesbian of that group, I think.
Whatever. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we have a lot. Well, what do you call this? We usually start with our weekend updates. And... I'd like to talk about that restaurant we went to, but probably briefly. Johnny, you're the one who introduced us to that. What's the name of that restaurant that we went to last Thursday?
Sure. It's called Mi Luna, and it is a Spanish tapas restaurant. Recently, I'm just trying to get this dinner group here together of some close friends and go out once in a while, just try new cuisines, new styles of foods most people haven't tried before or not common.
Mm-hmm.
So I think next time we're going to try either soul food or Ethiopian food.
Let's go Ethiopian next time, mm-hmm. I hope. If we can find one, that'd be good.
I heard Ethiopian was good.
Yeah, you've tried it? You tried it before, Ryan?
No, but a lot of my friends always talk about it. So.
Oh, yeah. You have that flatbread thing and you eat. And it's like, I don't know, kind of a family style, I guess. Is that, the way I would describe it, but it's one.
Yeah, Spanish tapas is like a appetizer hors d'oeuvre style. It's like it's a Spanish dim sum, if you
Spanish
want to call
dim
it.
Oh, the Miluna that we went to. Okay, it's kind of funny. The waiter, when I asked him, when he was asking for my order, I told him about the I wanted the lamb kebabs, and then he stared at me like. You know, then he grinned like a Joker, like the Joker, and it was like an evil smile. I'm just ordering a kebab, okay? And he was just staring at me, and then, oh, that is good. You know,
don't confuse the evil smile with it.
It was an evil smile.
With the gay smile, because
that's because
very
he
gay.
Thought you said you wanted a bob on his knob.
Mm-hmm. He was very gay.
He was? Yeah, that's right. He was the gay. Wow. So how about some more updates? Well, that's pretty much what happened last week. It was exciting. How about you? We haven't heard from Jeff here for a long time. It's been 2 months, I think. Yeah, 2 months ago. So what you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, vacation just ended for me, and I just flew back to Vermont this past Sunday, and last week was vacation from school, so I spent it with Michael, and when I arrived, it was like, I guess like the day or 2 days after Valentine's Day. So we were having our Valentine's Day moment, and I got him surprise tickets to see Stomp. And after he picked me up from the airport, we just went shopping at the Apple Store and just went shopping the mall. And
Apple Store.
And then, yeah, and I got to saw the new MacBook Air, which is, it was so freaking thin. I was like, damn. So then after that, then I was like, okay, we need to go pick up this present that I got for you. And he was like, present? Pick it up. I'm like, yeah, and I was like saying to him that, yeah, it's this really big present, and I ordered it online, and it would be too expensive to ship, and we would have to go pick it up. And so then we went into town, and then we went to the theater, and I surprised him with the tickets. So.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I like Stomp. Stomp is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. So
you liked the matches, didn't you?
Yes. It was visually entertaining too, that part. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that
one of the guys, the lead singer, was he looked bearish, so I was like, "Ooh, that's really hot." So one of them I swear one of the girls must have been like a power lesbian or something. I don't know.
Power lesbian. Yeah. I like Stomp. They went here in Houston probably 3 or 4 years ago. When was the last time I saw them? It's pretty good. How about you, Ryan? Do you like watching musicals or you know, Stomp? Or
like just shows or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a lot of musicals. The last musical I've probably been to was Wicked.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
I only started going to musicals for a year. So mm-hmm. last year was my first time. But I really like it. I would like to go to a few more shows.
Yeah.
Normally, I just go to like car shows or sports.
Ooh, Butch. He's so Butch.
You have that nice accent there, Ryan. The nice Canadian accent.
Hey.
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 What are you calling a boot?
Talking a boot. Boot.
Okay, so Ryan, where are you originally from?
Well, I'm from Manila. I was born in Manila.
Okay.
But I moved when I was about 8.
I see, okay.
So I grew up in a small town northeast of Toronto. So I've been pretty much in Toronto since I was 17. I left after school.
Somebody's using a keyboard there. Hello. It's Johnny.
It's Johnny.
I don't know how to do the push to talk on Skype, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to make it as quiet as possible.
Okay. So Ryan, you were born in Manila, so was I. And... And it's awesome that you could join us. It's you've been there for how long now?
For in Canada or
Toronto? In Canada. Toronto.
Well, in Toronto, I've been in Toronto for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, it's been almost like 20 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I actually plan to go back to the Philippines maybe December this year.
Oh, we're planning to go August. Me and Mike, my partner Mike. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. We should go inside and meet in Manila.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Wish I could.
Yeah, that's so right.
This summer I have to go to, it's going to be a plug for the Bingham Cup. It's a rugby tournament in Ireland.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I'm going to Ireland in June.
Nice.
Well, that's
going
to be hot and fun.
Yeah, there's like, I think there's like 40 teams or something like that. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
It's actually a really fun event. Even if you don't play rugby, there's a lot of events going on. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw those photos on your profile. Lots of rugby photos.
Mm, you're into rugby. Do you play rugby yourself?
Who do I?
Yeah,
I do. I play for Muddy York, which is the Toronto gay rugby team.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
There's a lot of teams in the U.S. So.
Okay.
So there's Ryan, not one in Houston anymore.
No, not anymore.
Disbanded.
No. They disbanded.
Disbanded.
It's pretty sad.
But if you go to Bingham Cook, you'll probably see Butch from Dallas. Tell him everybody said hi.
He goes there?
Yeah. Sure.
Butch, really?
Butch, yeah. I think they went. I think
Do you know Butch already, Ryan?
No, I don't.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm trying to think what his profile is. This rugby something.
It's Butch Rugby or Rugby Butch, Butch rugby. Or something like that.
I'm sure I'll run into him. They're all a bunch of friendly guys. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Do you have a boyfriend right now, Ryan?
I'm currently seeing somebody.
Oh, okay, cool.
Seeing where it goes.
Sorry, Ray.
Dark.
I try to take things slow.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
But yeah.
Well, I have a boyfriend too, so you know.
Yeah. Everybody here.
We'll send them on their merry little way. And
yeah.
Speaking of which, did your boyfriend create that rap song for you?
No, that was from Janet Jackson's new hit song off her new album. It's called Feedback. But I thought it was catchy because it always says my Asian persuasion.
I have
that. It's very
porn.
Appropriate for tonight.
Oh shit! I thought your boyfriend made that for a sec.
I have that porn somewhere here. It's my ex's.
What Asian persuasion?
It's called Asian persuasion.
And you haven't shared with me?
No, sorry. It's in VHS. So I have to
what?
Yeah. Have you heard of VHS?
Actually, yes. I still have one sitting in there hooked up to the TV, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of VHS and videos, how do you like that Blu-ray picture of you?
That's cute. Like, that is very cute.
I was like, oh my God, I look horrible. Not that I was blue. It looks like I have no neck.
Oh, you were like,
to get that.
Oh, yeah. Only a few got that.
And that picture was so 4 pounds ago, so, you know.
4 pounds ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 pounds gain or loss?
Lost.
Okay. Well, we were at Fuddruckers, so.
You never know.
You never know you gain something. But, Ray, you were out of town this weekend.
Yes. We went to Austin, basically for a day, it seemed like. We left late Saturday afternoon. Drove up to Austin. A friend of mine, Cody and Roel, were out celebrating their birthday, so we went and celebrated with them and went to Dave and Buster's. And I've never really been to Dave and Buster's, and now I realize why. But because it's all video games.
So?
Well,
hey, you can
arcade
eat,
is awesome.
You can drink there.
The one who's playing the video game as we speak, right?
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, I was used to Jillian's where they had like a bowling alley and some other stuff. So I sit there and played drop the coin things in, and then it pushes so many out. I didn't win anything, but you know. But I did notice that there was a large Asian population there, and they were all playing either
horses,
Jeopardy,
okay,
a Jeopardy type game, a Trivial Pursuit game, or Deal or No Deal. All the college guys were playing Deal or No Deal.
Uh-huh.
And the trivia game was a mix between college age, maybe teenage, to much older playing it. But I thought that was very interesting because they were packed around that game like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
So,
Austin.
But we had a good time. And then we went out to the Chain Drive, which is my first time there, and hung out.
The what drive?
The Chain Drive. The one in the dead end.
It's the Austin's version of the Ripcord, kinda.
Sort of, kinda.
Oh, the bar. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a chain drive with some fundraiser. That.
No, it's not.
I don't know. No, but no, it's not. It's a bar.
It's a bar.
I was there last November, and I don't know. I didn't know anyone.
So, yeah.
But talked to some people. Talked to Albert, who has been to Bear Watch a couple times. He was there. Him and his partner are coming this year, and we talked about that. Met our, if I get, screw your name up, Dave, I'll apologize because I was a little drunk after we got through, after we went to the bar that night. After we left Dave and Buster's, I had a little to drink. Okay. And I can't remember names, but I think it was.
Oops, who's ringing?
Dave from. Hang on.
Is that yours? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the office, so.
Oh, okay. I can answer that?
No, it's not. It's John's office phone, so I'm not about to touch it.
Oh, okay. Is it still ringing? It could be a telemarketer. Wait a second. 915? Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, so. Anyway, sorry about that.
Okay.
So anyway, I met Dave and Chad from Lone Star Bears, and they were pretty cool. And they were so funny because they got on the bikes.
Motorbikes.
The motorbike things, and were racing at Dave and Buster's, and it was pretty cool to watch them do that. So there's some pretty cool guys. They had been to a big rib dinner, so they didn't have dinner with us, but they had a pretty good time just checking everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And then ran into Craig, who was at Bear Watch last year. He's at the chain drive, and so it was pretty interesting. Got back to the hotel. John was back in the room. He just got done working and was finally going to sleep after 24, probably about 36 hours up straight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. And, poor guy, was he working the whole time?
Yeah, he was working the whole time. He moved a whole bunch of stuff over this weekend from rollover, and wow. It just was bad the entire time. Didn't actually think we were going to go to Austin. So, but anyway, I let him sleep late Sunday morning. We got up. We went and met Cody and Roel, and we had brunch. And then we took the drive back to Houston. So, mm-hmm. And it was a very nice drive back. The sun was out. Beautiful day. Beautiful weekend. Wow. Got back to Houston, and that was my weekend. Mm-hmm. So,
mine was boring. Just softball practice that Saturday and to the bars at night, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Maynard, you've been gone every weekend.
I know. I need to slow down a bit. This month, this coming March, it's going to be really busy for us. Well, I'll be traveling with Mike a lot, so, and camping. Yeah, you're going to go camping too, right, Johnny?
Yeah, next weekend, okay. Of course.
All right, that's cool. Hey, guys, we need to take a break, and we're going to play some Bear Watch commercial. How's that?
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty camp training, you will be a bear. But until that day, you are Brazilian mountain goats. Because I am hard on you all the time, you will not like me. But you will like it when I am hard and in you. The more you can take it, the more you will enjoy it. However hard I might be, I am fair. I use a good water spit for lube.
Sir, yes, sir.
You there, what are you grinning about, Private? You look like some kind of chuck with that raspberry lip gloss on.
Sir, yes, sir. As funny and queer as they come, sir.
Holy dog crap. Are you from Texas? Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Joker. And you don't look much like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you know how to do a proper Texas pinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get over and show these other worthless goats how it's done. Private Gomer File, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty camp in Galveston, Texas.
Sir, yes, sir. Golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there. Our host hotel again this year is Inn at the Water Park, sir.
We want new recruits. Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas. Private Joker, if I'm going to get that.
How about some voicemail?
Hey, Norm, Chris, aka Big Bear 1963.
Hey, Chris.
Checked out your iPhone page there, and it's really nice. I really like it. Just wanted to call you up and tell you that, and you know, hope you're having a nice weekend. And,
thanks.
Love your show as always, and hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. Good job. Bye bye.
Good to hear from you again, Chris. Thank you. Yeah, Chris used to live here in Houston, and I think he moved. The last time I saw Chris was in Bear Watch, I think. Yeah, and he took that video, and it's all over YouTube right now. And thanks, Chris, for calling. And if you guys out there want to participate, want to call in, just call 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Okay, so let's go back to the guys in the Chaser Show.
And Julio did offer me a bed in the trailer, but I was like, eh, I got too much else to do.
All right, guys, we're back. All right.
Cool.
Woo! Okay.
If I can get this class of school done and the advanced editing class, I think I will be done with school.
Oh, that's good. So how long do you have to go? How long?
Well, I got the rest of this term, and then there's an advanced editing class after this. I got to figure out when they're gonna offer at night so I can take it.
Mm-hmm.
But my luck, it'll be offered on a Wednesday night.
Okay. Final Cut, right?
Huh?
It's Final Cut, right?
Yeah, Final Cut. Yeah.
Final Cut Pro.
Final Cut Pro.
Wow, what an elite. Anyway, we have topics for tonight, guys. Okay, so I emailed
and
you guys.
And you didn't send this to Johnny either.
No, I didn't, because I thought he's going to be playing tonight. Okay, so anyway, the question is, do you ever feel uncomfortable about telling friends or family that you like bears?
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the Chasers. Jeff, go ahead. What do you think?
I it's kind of weird because sometimes I do, but then I actually, when I first came out to both my sisters, I have three sisters, so I still have one more I haven't come out to, but when I came out to both my sisters, I did tell them that I like bears, but then they didn't really understand what a bear was, and then they were like, well, what are bears? And then I was like, you have to go through that whole explanation thing, and I didn't really know how to explain it other than saying, well, it's a big hairy guy.
Big hairy guys.
So, I mean, but, you know, then she was like, well, why do you, then she, it's kind of interesting. My sister was like, well, why do you even come up with all these labels and everything? And then I was trying to explain to her all the different labels, like twink, chaser, you know, cubs, bears, and, you know, she didn't understand the whole label thing, so, but I don't know. I haven't told my parents yet. So I figure they still need to digest the whole gay thing, let
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, that first.
Mm-hmm. And actually, my parents are still trying to hook me up with an Asian girl in China right now.
Until so. Now? I thought they
yeah.
were all that.
You and Wayne's dad need to, your parents and Wayne's parents need to talk.
Hook you both up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Wayne, he's online. Oh, my God. No.
So hold on. You and Wayne, even though they know you're gay, they're still trying to hook you up and bring you back to the light side?
Yeah, that's what my dad said. My dad said, well, you haven't tried it yet. You should try it.
I've been there.
Go get a hooker.
Who here has been with a woman?
I have.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. So how about you, Ryan? What do you think? Do you ever feel uncomfortable about telling friends or family your preference?
Not anymore. I mean, when I was first coming out, I was hanging around a bunch of twinks.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel hesitant about telling them what I like, because I kind of want to be part of the whole gay thing. But after like a year or so, I was just like, you know, I don't care anymore. I'll tell them what I like, and if they don't like me, then they can just not be my friend. Now, mm-hmm. as far as my family, I actually came out to them as a gay man, and I guess as a chaser at the same time. Because what happened was there was a family gathering, and I brought my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at that time. So all they saw was my ex-boyfriend wasn't like feminine or anything. He looked like actually like a football player.
Oh, okay.
So they see this big dude with a jersey wearing a football jersey. So they just figured he's a buddy of mine, right?
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, I just sat everybody down, and I said,
wink,
guess
wink.
What? He's my boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
So everyone just dropped whatever they were doing. My dad and my brother walked out. I don't know.
They walked out?
Yeah, they walked out.
Oh, wow.
They were surprised. I guess it's partly my fault for surprising them in that fashion. But after a while, they went back in and they just said, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You like what you like.
You should have
said. And then I explained to them further about bears.
About bears. Mm, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's cool now. They all know I'm gay. And
you should have made it subtle, like, you know, hey, mom, dad, I'm in a gay football team. And guess what? I'm a quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
No. Tight end receiver. No.
Tight end receiver. That's a tight end receiver. There you go. That's awesome. How about you, Johnny? What do you think? What do you have? Are you? I guess you're really out now with your family, right?
Well, for the guys, for people who find out I like bigger, hairier guys, the most common remark is, really? Or why? Or something absurd like that. When I told my family that I was gay, Larry was there, my ex.
And, oh, really? He was there?
He was there, yeah.
When he told your family?
We were in Colorado for a wedding. But they never asked if I liked bigger guys or not and whatnot. They still haven't asked. But as for my friends, when they ask and they find out what the bear community is or what a cub is, and they get really shocked. That's for the most part. And now, just last week actually, a girl coworker of mine and her fiance, we went to Hooters. And when we were leaving, we ran into Jerry and someone else. And when right as we were leaving, my coworker pointed to him and kind of gave me the eye to ask if I find this guy hot. And coincidentally, they were gay and I knew them, so it was kind of awkward.
You started hugging them. Yeah, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, just rubbing all over him, maybe. Yeah. Well, but generally, most people are just curious why I like that type.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. When you say you tell your friends about it, are these friends straight friends or are they non-bear community friends or
both? Here in Houston, more Twinkies, I suppose, because most of my friends here in Houston are gay. But back at home in Colorado, most of them are straight, and they just need to understand more of the gay community as a whole in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten more negativity from other gay guys as opposed to, like, when I told my straight friends. My straight friends were like, oh, very cool, right? They were really interested in it. They wanted to know more about it. But a lot of this was when I was really young, though. This was like when I was 18,
like,
19.
What kind of negativity are we talking about?
They would make comments like, why do you like fat old guys and that kind of thing.
They're just jealous because they can't hit you.
Yeah.
They're just jealous.
Fat old guys are hot.
And they're hot, yeah.
Oh, they're just jealous because the bigger guys, the big, fat, hairy guys are getting the young, good-looking guys, and why not them type of deal.
Yeah. Actually, my friends, the same thing, you know. Just when I came out to them in Manila, when I visited 2005, they were asking, you know, what is your type? Yeah, so I had to explain that... There are bears, and they're my type, and I like big hairy guys. And I showed them a picture of Mike. Oh, so that's how Mike looks like. Wow, he's big. he's full bearded and hairy, you know. But in the family, they really haven't asked that to that point yet. No, that about my type, because they're still trying to get past the gay part.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they even comfortable you being gay?
No, I think one time my mom, I told her about it, and she was asking, is that ever going to change? You know, but she was happy when, you know, when she met Mike, and she was okay, and she even says hi to Mike from time to time. So I guess he knows my type already. Yeah, she knows my type already. So, and how about you, Ray, on the other side of the perspective?
Yeah, how about you, Ray? How come you like the big hairy guys?
Do you like? Yeah, you like hairy, hairy guys, muscle, and big belly guys, right, Ray?
As friends, yes.
As friends. As nice. Friends. Nice, nice.
No, I can't say that because there's actually some bears I'm attracted to. So, you know, it all depends. A lot of it depends on the person. So, and I don't know. I mean, most of my, I mean, I grew up in the BFE South. So most of the guys I went to school with are now bears, big old hairy guys. And, you know, and a bunch of us were that way before we even left high school. So, you know.
Are they gay and single?
No.
What's their number? Most
of them are on their second or third wives with six or seven children, and on damn. Their third mobile home. So,
third.
That's bad.
So bad. You know, and the only person that's ever said anything really is my mom, and because when I started dating Patrick, she was like. She made some comment one. She was being a smart ass one night. She said, because she's a hefty woman herself. And she was like, I knew you was going to end up with some big old boy. And I was just like, whatever. So, you know. So.
Wow.
No, and apparently I don't have anything against, you know, I like bears because I was with Patrick for 7 years. So.
Now, on the flip side, do people in the bear community give you a hard time because you don't like?
Oh, yeah. Because they're like, why aren't you attracted to other bears? I'm like, I'm just not. You know, I used to like muscular, lean, short.
What guys. If you just lie down and let them do the work? How's that?
See, no.
Does he do that anyway?
Would you put a blindfold on you and just yeah, surprise whatever. You?
Paper bag it.
No, I proved the point at Louis that that I have to be really attracted to somebody before I can do that kind of stuff with them. So,
oh, okay.
Oh, and what happened at Louis?
What happens at Louis stays at Louis, unless Tim Bradford catches it on film. So, and he didn't. Part of that, so,
what happens in Louis ends up on X-Tube.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Louis, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
You must have seen some
great,
of the videos.
Great. Told me about it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to get him down here for Louis, Bear Watch, Spring Break, anything I could get him down here for, and he won't do it. So.
You just want to pin him.
You just want to pin him during Louis. It's a good excuse.
Yeah, come down here, Ryan. We'll take good care of you.
Yeah.
Sounds inviting.
Oh, by the way, Ryan, I should tell you, my partner Mike wants to tell you, wants me to tell you that he would be willing to be chased, to be caught.
Mike said that?
Yeah, Mike said that, yeah.
So, about Ryan?
About Ryan.
Nice.
Yeah, because I think he's seen your profile before. Yeah, so Ryan, what's your profile anywhere?
Oh, I'm on Bear 401 in Bear City. I'm on as Thumper T.O. It looks like Thumper 2, but...
Thumper 2.
T.O. is for Toronto, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thumper, huh?
Thumper.
And then Live Journal as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's awesome. Have you been to the States here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I've actually been to quite a few bear events.
Oh, like what?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Bear Bust. Orlando. Chicago Bear Pride. Some in New York. And IBR. Like, I go to IBR actually every year, just not this year.
What? I was there. Well, accidentally.
Well, that's why he didn't go.
Yeah. I was disappointed. Yeah, I really wanted to go. So.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't.
Yeah, I actually met Ryan at Buffalo Bear Trap this past year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of such.
That was a really fun event.
Yeah. That's in Buffalo, that's right.
Very chaser friendly.
Very chaser friendly. Okay. Jeff, what's going on there? Where your next run? You're gonna go to?
Me and Michael are planning on going to Drenched Fur, which is coming up. I think it's April 4 to April 6. That's actually where me and Michael actually met. So it'll be interesting going back there. And the most interesting part about the run is that they actually have a the part of the run this year takes place in a water park, indoor water park.
I love water parks.
And the water
you
park
love water
is
sports what
water parks. And water sports. No, not water sports. I meant that.
The water park is closed this year to the public, so it's open only to our group. So that should be interesting.
So does that mean nudity or no?
There's going to be still the people that work there are still going to be there. So there's going to be no nudity, but it's going to be at 10 o'clock at night, I think 10:30 or 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning. So that should be pretty fun.
Yeah.
What park are they doing it at, do you know?
They're doing it at Splash Lagoon. So, yeah.
Because we have briefly talked to Schlitterbahn down here about doing something with the bears. And they said, for a minimum of $15,000, we can close off a section of a park for you. And we were like, okay, never mind.
$15,000.
Yeah.
Wow. We need
maybe doing it at night, because Splash Lagoon I don't think normally is open at night. That's why they're opening it up just extended hours, but the extended hours are just for the group, I guess. So
yeah, well, we were talking to them about doing some stuff around Bear Watch to add something to that, and their flat thing said the minimum they'll do anything for is I think 10 to 15,000 or something like that, which is more in the Bear Watch budget that we have. So
well, maybe doing something at night as an alternative to the bars, because maybe not everybody wants to go to the bars. You know, especially if you're not like a bar guy type of guy.
That's true. And we still offer it if people wants to go, then they get tickets to the hotel. But
hey, what's that keyboard?
They wouldn't let us do it. So, but we'll see. You never know. They people do change their minds. So.
Someone's being killed right now.
Somebody's getting killed. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I'll use my magic avatar on you.
We just beat the boss, so it's a downtime. So okay, go on with your conversation.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Johnny.
Yes.
Would you, the chaser, have a threesome with another bear and chaser?
Personally, okay. I'll give you my fantasy answer and then my real answer.
Okay.
My real answer is probably not, because I'm not into threesomes.
just
I guess personal ethics there. But fantasy world, let's see, two chasers and a guy. No, I don't. In my fantasy world, I don't think I'd be opposed to it. But of course, it'd be better if the odds were flipped around.
Two bears and one chaser.
Oh, yeah. You would love that.
That sounds like a commercial for next year. But
anyway. Well, Johnny, there was that time where you and I almost had the threesome, right?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean almost? We were even close, Jeffrey. Just get that out of your head right now.
That was one time.
Oh, Jeffrey, do tell. Come on.
Oh.
We were at Bear Pride, and then there was this bear that liked Johnny, and I think he liked me too. And I think we were I after the event, after Bear Pride, I messaged the bear, and I was like, so would you... Somehow I got into threesomes, and we started talking about threesomes, and I was like, so would you have a threesome with me and Johnny? And he's like, yeah. And then I told Johnny about it, so...
Was this Mark?
I think.
The big guy? The tall volleyball guy?
Yeah, him.
Nice. That's so hot.
Something to think about.
See? That's what you said last time.
Anyways, ask the question to the other guys, right?
Okay, Ryan. Don't how about you, spot. Ryan? Let's ask Ryan.
Okay, Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey or Ryan? Oh, Jeffrey.
We'll go with Jeffrey.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
If you ask me that question now, I would probably say no, because I'm in a relationship with Michael, so the answer would be no, because we're in a closed relationship. So, but I don't... But if we weren't in a relationship, I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting, because some chasers actually are not chasers. You know, they don't, they label them, like some like regular cubs or, you know, guys, they label themselves as chasers. So if it was some like mislabeling going on there and he actually, you know, he's not an actual chaser, then yeah, maybe. But I think I would have to like all three or all the other two individuals involved in this so-called threesome before I would actually do it. But like Johnny says, I'd have more favoritism towards it if it was like two bears, you know.
Okay.
So
this is interesting.
How about you, Ryan?
How about you, Ryan?
Yeah. Well, again, two bears are always more favorable. However,
of course,
I have been put in that situation before where it's a bear and a chaser, and I've actually done it.
Oh.
Maybe more than once.
Sweet.
So I'm a bit of a
hot. Nice. That's so hot.
I'm a bit of a freak, so.
I need a towel now.
You know, they have arrangements where, you know, they can't play when they're not together. So, I did it, and you know, we made the bear happy.
Oh.
We didn't really touch the two little guys, but you know, I
could see it now. It was like, stay on your side of the fence.
Stay.
But I also enjoyed like the company, right? They were good guys. They were like fun guys. So that had a part of it.
That's awesome.
Hot.
That is so hot.
Now, okay, for you guys, would you want to do, say, this threesome situation with friends, that people you trust, or random hookups?
Would I do that?
Which one would you prefer?
I have done it with friends. You guys are going to think I'm a freak. But
no, I think it's hot. Keep going.
That's a good thing we don't have cams going.
Keep going.
I have done both. I think I would prefer if it was a random hookup.
Oh,
like
okay.
Maybe someone I just met at a bear event or something like that. Other than me and a friend.
Just in case something goes wrong, and then it's like, it wouldn't be all awkward.
It's like tag team.
Yeah,
if you do it.
Awkward, yeah. I guess. Like I've been in situations where I've done that with friends, and it's a little awkward. So.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
Yeah, we must sound like a bunch of prudes to you, huh, Ryan?
No, not at all. I mean, now it's not really my speed. I wouldn't say it's my speed anymore. But back then, like maybe a year, a few years ago, I did not mind doing that at all.
Mm-hmm. Or last month.
Exploring, yeah. I guess.
How old are you?
I'm 20, almost 27. I'm 26 right now.
God, you're a baby.
Well, my experience with three ways is somebody always gets left out, it seems like, and or somebody's feelings get hurt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it's just always been awkward for me. So.
Well, how about your fantasy?
Them, but it was always like there was that one person. Like if somebody was in a relationship and you were the odd man out, it always seemed like one of them got jealous or got sideswiped because the partner was paying more attention to the newcomer than they were to the person there.
Mm.
So it's kind of always odd. So I just wasn't interested in one of the other people in the group. So
mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're with the odd person out because you were having fun, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sort of, but, you know. But I guess the weirdest was when I did it with the first three-way I ever did was with a best friend and his wife.
What?
And it was kind of awkward.
Well, that
because
kind
you're
of...
gay, or?
Well, I mean, they both knew I was gay, but it was almost rape, so it wasn't a chance. I didn't have a chance, really.
What?
But,
it's almost rape? What? What? What are you talking?
So, but anyway, it was just weird because we'd been best friends for so long, and it's just like, dude, I'm doing your wife.
I'm doing your wife, dude. That's cool, dude. Wow. Hmm.
So, but, you know, we had a good time. It was just awkward there for a little while, but we got over it.
Wow.
Actually, Ray brings up an interesting question. I'm actually curious. I would think that I wonder if the jealousy issue would come up more of a problem between, you know, since all of us here like the opposite body type, would the whole jealousy issue increase more likely? Because if there was a threesome, more likely, you know, either you're going to have two chasers and a bear or two bears and a chaser, someone's going to be left out. you know, someone isn't going to get their, you know, rocks off as much, I guess you could say.
Yeah. It also, well, I think it also kind of depends on what the situation is. I mean, if you're doing it because you're doing it for the other person, like it's you and your partner and you're doing it for them, then of course I don't think you're going to enjoy it that much, but you know, you're doing it because you love the person you're with and you want to make sure they have a good time and, you know.
That's what I was thinking about it too, because I was thinking like, you know, when I was thinking about this question last night, I was thinking, well, if me and Michael were in an open relationship, if I were going to be doing this, I'd be more likely doing it for him. But it's kind of weird because I think instead of actually having an actual threesome, I'd be more likely just sitting off to the side and just watching him be happy. And to see him happy makes me happy. And plus, it's interesting just to see, you know, it's interesting to see your partner having sex with someone else and what their experience would be like. You know, kind of as compared to your own. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that I would actually want to see this happen, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mind doing that, but even though I talk a lot of bullshit, deep down I'm very jealous. Mm. So it's, you know, that also plays a factor into it.
I would be the same too.
Well, I think we all can be. Like the times when I have participated in like bear chaser threesomes or whatever, I kind of gauged it when I was talking to them to see how they were comfortable with each other before I even said yes, because that's the last thing I would like, that would want to be, is like a get in between them. So I guess because I put myself in the other chaser situation, what if I was that guy, how would I feel if someone just walks into our room or whatever and just does my bear kind of thing, right?
So you're a jealous type too.
There's a lot of viewpoints.
Yeah.
You know, my whole thing on it is just, you know, dip me in meth and throw me to South Beach, so I'll be fine.
Mike and I have somewhat of
that's gross.
Mike and I have some kind of a compromise. This is fantasy, okay? Just like Johnny. If it were, you know, for real and in the life, real life, no. But in fantasy, we have a compromise. It has to be like a beefy, bearish Asian. So it's like, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It has to be both.
Because I do like some, you know, some bearish Asians. Yeah. Like there's some Japanese I've seen. On the video before, with the
Have you seen J-Bear? Nard?
Who again?
Nard?
Yes.
There's this porn star named J-Bear. He's really hot. He's Japanese.
Ah, I think I've seen him. I may have seen him, yeah.
Futokuma or something, I think his name is. Yeah. He's really hot.
Yeah, see? There you go. It has to be a compromise like that.
What's his name again? Fantasy.
Google.
J-Bear or Futokuma?
Futokuma or J-Bear?
A big porn star in from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I actually have a lot of
There you go. See, like I said, it's a compromise.
And you know, it also depends on exactly who the bearish person is. I mean, you know, like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think me and John would both be there.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know.
So you're going to have one of those...
Dean Coulter would both be there.
So. Wow.
Did you say Ann Coulter?
No. Please, no. Okay, who's that? What's happening? Who's that? What is that?
That was weird.
Was Johnny?
I think that was my dishwasher, yeah.
Do you have headphones on?
I have earphones on, but my mic's built into the monitor.
Oh, that's why. It's very sensitive. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Well, yes, okay, guys, we're running about 46, almost 50 minutes here, so, wow. Are we gonna keep going?
How many topics did we get through today? Only two?
Two, but that's a lot already. We can keep going. We can not keep going, but we can probably continue this on another day. Another Chaser show, maybe. We can do that. Sweet. I wish we could do it all in one place. So
you
anyway.
Break this one thing up into two episodes, you mean?
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
I don't see any
or
problem.
Do you mean like you know continue that? Well, I don't know.
No, probably another day, maybe next week or 2 weeks from now. It doesn't matter. But yeah, we try to limit it a bit because I heard from someone from Phoenix that more than an hour is just way too long.
Yeah.
So probably we can wrap this up now, and then probably we can do this again sometime in the near future. How's that, guys?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and Ryan, yeah, maybe you can join us again like this. This is awesome. And
anytime. I've really enjoyed talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're glad that you could do it.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
And nice to
meet
you.
I hope to see you soon, Ryan, at Genshur, if you're going to be going.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to look into it. I didn't know it was that close to Toronto.
Yeah.
Mm. When is this?
It's April 4 to April 6. It's in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is 1 hour from Jamestown and 1 hour from Buffalo.
Hey, so, will you send me the details of that?
It's just drenchfur.com. So you could actually fly from Houston to Buffalo through JetBlue really cheap, and Michael and I could pick you up and we could take you.
Wow.
Possibility.
And have that threesome.
Yeah, the threesome in my head. Yeah.
The threesome in your head.
Yeah, get ready, Johnny. Ooh,
baby. Ooh.
Yeah.
You just do this over the phone instead.
Hot. Can I videotape it?
Ray, you can bring your HT video camera.
All right.
Then I'm going to podcast from there. I'm going to record. And then,
and then Ryan can jump in the middle later.
All right. Like a
and
then
we can all eat rice afterwards.
Ooh, and dim sum too in the morning.
Tag team, nice.
Ryan, if I get to videotape, Ryan gets to be my best boy.
hold on. Best boy. Best boy. Is this a master slave term?
No, it's a camera thing. Yeah. How about the best grip? Oh, no. Grip and then key grip.
Key grip. Yeah.
I'll be a gaffer.
Yeah, I'll just be the fluffer. I'll be fine with that. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, speaking of chasers.
Okay.
Guess who on our show has a chaser?
Who?
What?
What?
You? What? Maynard.
Me? Oh my God, me? Why?
You have a chaser.
I have a chaser.
Ooh, who's this?
He has another Asian chaser who said that he thought Maynard was a hot panda bear.
Oh shit.
Oh, do tell. Come on, give me some dirt.
Oh my God.
So, but I was telling Maynard about this the other day and he was laughing, so I just wanted to bring it up that even the Nard has a chaser.
Oh no.
Nice.
But I'm not sticky rice.
Not yet.
Oh, just this one time.
Just this one time, I'll put him blindfold.
Take one for the team, Maynard.
Take one for the team.
Tell us how it is.
Okay. Anyway, guys, let's go wrap this up. Contact info, Ryan. How can people catch you online?
Yeah, like I said, I'm on Bearphone One, Bear City, and LiveJournal as ThumperTO. My email is ThumperToronto, all one word, @gmail.com.
Awesome.
And yeah, that's my main contact information.
Do you have any future runs you're going to go to? Planned?
Just the Drenched Fur.
God, everybody's going to Drenched Fur. Ray, yeah, you should go.
I can't go anywhere until I have to bear watch.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, me too, I guess.
And a quick shout out. If anybody is going to be in Toronto this weekend, there's a jockstrap auction for my rugby team.
Ooh, so nice.
I'm not going to be in it, but I'm going to be helping out. And my team's, we've got a whole bunch of bearish guys on our team. So come this out for the Black Eagle in Toronto.
Take pictures.
This is a fundraiser to get you to Ireland, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because the Dallas group is doing the same thing, but they're auctioning off themselves, I think. A date.
In their jocks.
Okay. Right, they called the numbers offline, themselves.
We'll start an online bidding process.
Yeah. Like eBay. Put it on eBay. That's right.
The smelly jock X-Tube vids.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jeff, how about you?
Well, the best way you can reach me is at jeff@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey at bearpodcast.com.
Without, what did I say?
Jeff.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's Jeffrey
at bearpodcast.com.
Yeah. And Johnny? Johnny's the same thing. Johnny? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, Johnny. Is it Johnny at bearpodcast.com?
Yeah, you can email them.
Okay.
To do. And,
or my other email, asnforbears@yahoo.com.
That's your Bear411 also, right?
ASN for Bears, yeah.
Gosh, wow. I don't have a Bear411. I heard stories about it. Anyway, okay, Ray, how about you?
Ray@bearpodcast.com, or you can always find me on MySpace or any other bear site I think that's out there. I got it listed as Hugh Bear Dad. Hugh Bear Dad.
Yeah, so guys.
Although just, John keeps harassing me that I need to change it to Alpha Bear, but.
Alpha Bear. All right, so yeah, as for me, you can email me nard@bearpodcast.com and visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. Ray, what's the phone number that they can call?
206-222-7-2-2-2-BEAR.
206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah. So, yeah, actually, I have a voicemail from Chris. I'm going to play it. And that's pretty much it. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. All right. So say goodbye, guys.
Good night, all.
Good night,
everybody. Oh, bye, guys. Okay. Thanks for being on here. Good night, Benji.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Many moves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser. Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser. Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser. Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Chaser.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast joy.
Jeez.
Okay, we're still, but okay. Wait, let me save this. Hold on. Okay,
cut that last part out.
No, that's going in. That's going in.
Was that really gay?